Brendan Devlin and Donald Jackson contacting us about the same company called Complete Savings, and both of them came across the company in different ways. Brendan, how did you come across this offer?
Hello, Joe. Well, before I start, I was listening to that horrific story of Helena and Jerry, and I have to say, before I say anything about Irish Rail, I'd love to try and send my sympathy. And I admire the fortitude of that couple who've managed to cope with an unbelievable situation. Maybe you convey that to them.
Said it brilliantly, Brendan, and much better than I could ever say. Thank you so much for acknowledging that. Now, this is the way of the programme. Different issues come up, and I know you contacted us earlier, so It's maybe a word of warning to people, and might save people a few bob. Go ahead, Brendan.
Yes, it's quite a simple thing. It's very convenient now. If you're booking a ticket for the train, you can do it online, and that's what we normally do. Last time that we were making a booking, myself and my wife is Phil, by the way, and it's in her name that the booking was made. We got online, made our booking, and at some stage during the course of the booking, I don't remember quite when, a pop-up came up to say, get €15 off your next booking.
Okay, an offer, yeah.
Sounds like a good idea. We'd give our details, which we did, and looked forward then to, next time we made a booking, we'd be able to avail this discount. Fine, so a confirmation email arrived to say our tickets are ready. That came from Irish Rail.
Yeah.
Another email arrived talking about the €15 off. And it wasn't from Irish Rail, although we thought we had been we'd signed up with Irish Rail for this discount. It was from a company called, what was the name again? Complete Save.
But did you, just in terms of this, when you went to buy the ticket on the Irish Rail website, was this a sidebar, as they call it, with ads, or did this come up on the website? Do you follow me?
Well, it came up on the website,
okay.
Joe.
So Ian Roderick must have agreed to, or been paid or whatever, for this company to use their site to sell this product, as it's called.
It never occurred to us that it was anyone other than Irish Rail. There was nothing to indicate that it was a different company.
Well, what in fact you were signing up for was €12 a month just to get emails from this crowd, Complete Savings.
That's right. That's what it boiled down to.
Okay, let me bring Donald Jackson. Stay there, Brendan. Donald Jackson contacted us about this from Limerick. Donald, how did you come in contact with this
Hello,
group?
Joe. How are you?
How are you?
Basically, it was the same thing, but it was with Ryanair. And I was booking my flight with Ryanair, and this popped up as well to say that get, I think it was €10 off of your next purchase at duty-free. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't realise that I must have clicked into something, and I just noticed it on my statement from my visa from last month and this month of €12 from the same customer service at CompleteSavings.ie.
And what are you getting for that?
Nothing at all. Not a thing did I get for it. Even we just came back from London last week, and we had nothing in duty-free. My wife had bought some stuff in duty-free. Mm. But I rang the bank in relation when this came up, and the bank said they couldn't do anything about it unless I got onto the company and send them a copy of the email, to send the bank a copy of the email to cancel out the thing. But my wife got through to the company at customer service at Complete Savings, and she noticed the number on it. Now, the number that was on it is the same number that's on actually the credit card statement.
Okay.
Will I give you the number in that, Joe?
No, don't call it. No, don't call it a number. Right. It just confuses people.
Well, basically, that number that's on the Visa card statement as well, and she rang and she spoke to somebody, and they actually said that it was the Ryanair, that when I booked, came into Ryanair and went to get the discount, that I clicked into something that they were going to be charging me €12 a month for absolutely nothing. And
But was it, just again, in the sense that you can remember this, Donald, like when this Complete Savings offer, this offer came up, get €10 off your next flight or whatever.
Yes. No, it wasn't the flight. I think it was, I'm almost certain.
The duty free, sorry. Did you think this was, was this part of the Ryanair website?
It was, yeah. It was part of the Ryanair website.
But I'm saying, because we can't find out, unfortunately, from Ian Roder, and they're usually very quick, and rightly so if somebody rings in about overcrowded trains or whatever. But unfortunately, we can't contact, what these things have, we can't get a response today. But is it your, like, surely we're then in a situation, Brendan, where Ian Roder would have to be paid by Complete Savings to use the space.
Yeah.
Or in Ryanair's case, Donal, in your case, that Complete Savings would have to use to pay Ryanair to use the space.
Yes. I mean, I was flabbergasted when I got it because I didn't know.
Now, Complete Savings, if you look up their website, they say they come through with offers all the time once you sign up.
Well, we haven't received anything from them. Yeah. No emails whatsoever. But your man had no problem in saying, OK, we'll cancel it out straight away.
He did cancel it.
So he had no problem because they had got €24 for nothing anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Why wouldn't they? If they got all the €24 if people pinged or went into the Ryanair or Ian Rod Aaron's site, they'd be very, very, a very rich company. Okay, it's a word of warning. If you see those offers coming up on, well, so far we know Ian Rod Aaron and Ryanair. I don't have to come up in every single offer you make or every single time you go into those websites. If you see those offers coming up, buyer beware, you're signing up for €12 a month. But Donal, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
Where did they get your credit card details? Was it from the Ryanair booking?
It must be from the Ryanair.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
Ryanair.
So you didn't give your credit card number separately to a company?
No, definitely not.
Well, surely
I'd be very
careful. Well, that brings it on to a different level, Dan.
Yeah, definitely they got it from somewhere else because I didn't even realise I had clicked in to finish the transaction.
That definitely brings it on to a different level. And Brendan, in your case, where was, I know you didn't proceed, you cancelled it, but did the company look for your credit card number separately to the Ian Roder transaction?
Yes, they did.
They did, okay.
And my wife says, here, why are they looking for this again? And we said, well, look, if we want to get the avail of this offer, this is what we've got to do. So we'd already given credit details to Irish Rail. We reckon we're only doing it again, giving to Irish Rail.
Okay, I have a long statement here, unfortunately. I'm expected to read it out. I can't read it. I'll take a break and I'll do it after the break. I'm not going. Staying with the two of you. Don't worry, Brendan and Donald. I'll just read the statement back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Well, we have a long statement from Ian Roderan, but unfortunately it doesn't answer the question. And the question is, do Ian Roderan get paid by Complete Savings to advertise, to allow Complete Savings advertise on their site? They don't answer that question. What they do say is, and again, it's the dog that didn't bark, neither do they say that they've nothing to do with Complete Savings. It's an argument in favour of Complete Savings. They say Complete Savings is a loyalty scheme which offers customers discounts on a range of goods and services for a monthly fee, which applies after an initial 30-day free trial. There's no obligation on any customer to participate, nor would we ever forward credit card info to any partner. In order to join Complete Savings, you must re-enter in full all authorising information. The customer is offered an opportunity to claim reward from a preferred partner when you join after their programme, indicating it is a separate provider. Preferred partners exist through many websites, hotels, car sales, and Complete Savings, car hire. And Complete Savings is another example of this. And then we've another, but they don't answer the question. Are Ian Roderan getting money off Complete Savings to let them advertise on their screen? And even the wording, I don't know whether you saw this wording, Brendan. They say, they then show us the banner which comes up. Sign up for Complete Savings free for the next 30 days with our compliments. Now, is our compliments Ian Roderan's compliments or Complete Savings compliments? That's unclear to say the least. Anyway.
Well, when you're on the site, Joe, it doesn't really occur to you that someone else is trying to avail of an opportunity of taking some money. You reckon you're talking to Ian Roderan.
Okay, well, I think that's a fair presumption. But as I say, Ian Roderan are very quick to come on if somebody comes on saying the train from Dublin to Sligo had 62 people in a carriage that fits 28. They're very quick to come on to actually argue the point or whatever, but they're not coming on today for some reason. And the question is simple. Are Aon Road Éireann paid by Complete Savings? Yes or no? Simple
as that. And the same would apply.
Okay, Senator Dara O'Brien has on to us as well. Dara, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Have you tried to do a bit of investigating on this? Aon Road Éireann, I know you've raised it. Are Aon Road Éireann paid by Complete Savings?
Well, my understanding is they are, Joe. Because
why won't they answer that question to us?
Well, they should. I spoke to them myself on Monday because, like the two gentlemen on the line, I was done myself. I booked a rail ticket to Killarney to go to the Ardèche online with Irish Rail. Popped up, save €10 on your next rail journey, as most people would. You'd say, yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'd no idea that I was giving my bank details to a third party. And it was only, I got a very strange email after the following week to say I'd signed up as a member of Complete Savings. So I rang my bank. They had actually taken €1, and the bank confirmed to me they'd had a number of complaints. So from there, I took it on, and I rang Irish Rail, and they confirmed to me that it is a commercial arrangement, and that between 600 and 800 people on Irish Rail customers had already signed up, and I was told they'd only received 6 complaints. Now, I kind of said to them, I said, well, look, I think the reason for that is that people actually don't know. They actually don't know that they've signed up for this. And since raising it with them and raising it in the Shannage yesterday, I've had a number of emails from people all across the country who said, unbeknownst to them, I've got colleagues of mine who've paid €80 because it's €12 a month.
Yeah.
I've got one colleague who's €84 has been taken out without him knowing. I've had individuals email me with the same thing. So my real issue with it's a company that I trust, that I use, an estate company passing on bank details to Complete Savings. And I genuinely myself felt pretty hoodwinked. I use the net a lot. I would consider myself to be, you know, relatively clued in. And that's why I issued a statement earlier in the week. And I've actually written to the chief executive of Irish Rail. I haven't received a response.
Okay, your line is breaking up there. But just, Dara, if you can hear me,
Aon
Road Éireann are adamant. They say they do not pass on credit card details.
Well, as one of your gentlemen there said on the line, Joe, you're actually asked to key in your details on the Irish Rail site a second time. And I simply thought that was...
Okay,
avail of the offer on your next trip. It is not clear at all. It's in very small print. I went back and looked at it. And what I'm actually calling an Irish Rail is to sever their links with Complete Savings, or at the very least, to be very, very clear with people that this is an additional offer. Because to get €10 off a rail fare, if I hadn't known about it, you'd be paying £144 a year, €12 a month for 12 months.
Yeah, but even if you take Aon Road Éireann's figures at face value, 600 people they say have signed up, that's 86 and a half grand.
That's right.
Complete Savings for basically nothing.
Absolutely. And what
Aon Road Éireann paid per person that signs up?
I don't know, but it was confirmed to me when I spoke to the corporate affairs section in Irish Rail that it is a commercial arrangement that they have with Complete Savings. And I would just encourage people, anyone who's booked a rail ticket with Irish Rail, to go back and check with their banks and immediately to get on and to cancel their accounts, you know, if they feel that they haven't genuinely signed up to this. Because it's a lot of money, you know, and it is continually being taken out of your account.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm waiting the response from Irish Rail's chief executive. I've spoken to them, and I'm grateful to you for highlighting it, so maybe more people will know about this and will check their own accounts.
Okay, I know you made a point, but Aon Road Éireann are the only railway company in the country. There's no competition in railways.
No. But my point is, though, is that the amount of people, you actually, when you book a ticket with Irish Rail, most people do it online.
Okay, Aon Road Éireann have just been on to confirm, I don't know why they want to talk to us, but they do get money from Complete Savings.
On the back of the people who actually pay for the company, because it's a state-owned company. I just think it's outrageous. I know another gentleman mentioned Ryanair, they're a private company, and that's their choice if they want to do that. But Irish Rail are owned by us, you know. So to me, it seems absolutely ludicrous that they're using this. And I'm sure, hopefully, they will get a lot more complaints through the course of this week. I know Conor Pope in the Irish Times has dealt with this, as has Brendan Burgess, and Ask About Money this week as well. And the word is getting out there about this. You know, Irish Rail should have nothing to do with this type of scheme, in my view.
And I also think this argument, which, as you say, you got from Aon Road Éireann, only, 6 complaints or whatever. That's an argument that's been that in Tourne has little validity. It's the validity of the complaints, not the number of them.
Well, if I thought for a moment that by booking a rail ticket that my bank details on a Visa debit card were actually going to go to a third party that's an Australian company run out of England, how do I know about their data protection rules? Mm. Are they going to pass them on somewhere else? You know, that's a big concern. You mentioned it. I really genuinely believe there's a data protection issue here as well, because neither of your two callers or I was made clear to me that my details were being given to a private company when I book a ticket on our state rail line, you know.
Okay, thanks indeed, Senator Dara O'Brien, Donald Jackson, Brendan Devlin, 51551.